Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Isabella Moon by Laura Benedict, performed by Renee Rodman. For my parents, Judy and Jerry Philpott. Chapter 1. Kate was surprised when the stern-looking young woman at the duty desk told her to take a seat instead of asking her name and sending her on her way, when she announced, in a voice she could barely keep from shaking, that she knew where they could find the body of Isabella Moon. Maybe it was the hesitant way she spoke, her purse clutched protectively against her stomach. Although there were deep shadows beneath her eyes, with her auburn ponytail and cashmere sweater and tweed slacks, she knew she didn't look like a standard nutcase. She wasn't coffee-splattered or disheveled. She wasn't waving napkins with lipstick maps on them. She looked like a patient mother of young children, she had none, or perhaps a librarian. She was not. She looked trustworthy, she knew. But more than once during the bleak, endless hours of the previous night, as she had waited by her window for the stubborn sunrise, her resolve to tell what she knew had flagged. If she was so filled with doubt about her own sanity, what right did she have to imagine that the sheriff would think differently? She settled into one of the molded plastic chairs facing the wire-studded window that separated the waiting area from the sheriff's inner office. Not wanting to look like she was staring, she tried to keep her eyes on the clock on the wall above the sheriff's desk. She had had no breakfast, and her mouth was dry. A water cooler sat on a stand only a few yards away, but she was so nervous that she didn't...